Finally, to movies for this weekend. We regularly bring you Slate's summary judgment, a roundup of what critics are saying about the new movies that are out on Friday. Here's Mark Jordan Leegan.
First up in wide release is the eagerly anticipated Sin City, based on comic book icon Frank Miller's legendary series of graphic novels under the same name. Robert Rodriguez and Frank Miller co-direct Benicio del Toro, Bruce Willis, and Jessica Alba in the gritty drama filled with desperate criminals, dirty cops, and tough-talking dames.
Baby doll, I've had me one hell of a bad day.
Turn around. Save yourself and your buddies a ton of grief.
There's only so much a man can take.
You couldn't handle a woman in the state you're in.
She's saying you ain't got what it takes, Jack.
Most of the nation's critics enjoyed this pulpy ride on the dark side. Savage, sexy, and ferociously funny, shouts Rolling Stone. Time magazine calls Sin City brazenly and thrillingly alive. And in what has to be great news for local dentists, Newsweek claims it's a visually arresting blitzkrieg with action so bare-knuckled, you'll leave the theater spitting out teeth. So there. Next up is Queen Latifah starring in the comedy Beauty Shop. Reprising her character from the last Barbershop movie, Latifah moves down to Atlanta and tries opening up her own salon. Kevin Bacon, Alfred Woodward, and Alicia Silverstone also star.
Yeah, sure, I'll hook you up. Oh. Let me see what we're working with under this hat.
Oh, damn! God, what the?
God, I'm having some Don King issues, damn it.
Critics were sort of split on this one, but almost all praise Latifah's lead performance. The LA Times says Beauty Shop rightly belongs to Queen Latifah, who comes into her own as a star and actress in this film. And even though the Houston Chronicle complains Beauty Shop needs highlights and a trim, the Boston Globe calls it formulaic, but an extremely good-natured comedy. And in limited release, we have the best-reviewed film of the week, the French dramedy Look at Me. Winner of the Best Screenplay Award at the 2004 Cannes Film Festival, the film focuses on an overweight Parisian girl who struggles with her self-esteem and tries to win her famous father's attention.
On va en rester là, hein? Et puis de toute façon, il faudrait que vous travailliez avec Madame Kiel, hein?
The critics rave. The Hollywood Reporter cheers. The observations are sharp and the acting is superb. Variety calls it a gem of comic melancholy. The LA Times says Look at Me is a shrewd and sassy film about the dynamics of celebrity and self-image, and the New York Daily News observes the film has an uncanny ear for human foibles, self-deception, and female body issues.
Mark Jordan Leegan lives and writes in Los Angeles.